with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un threatening a preemptive nuclear strike to stop what Pyongyang says are plans for a U.S. and South Korean attack, Washington is again calling on Beijing to help check North Korean hostility. U.S. National Security Advisor Tom Donilon.
We believe that no country, including China, should conduct business as usual with the North that threatens its neighbors. China's interest in stability on the Korean Peninsula argues for a clear path towards ending North Korea's nuclear program.
Though China backed last week's new UN sanctions against North Korea, Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi says that's not the fundamental way to resolve the crisis.
The only right way to resolve the issue is to take a holistic approach and resolve the concerns of all parties involved in a comprehensive and balanced manner through dialogue.
And despite China's support for the sanctions, Cato Institute analyst Justin Logan says the international community is giving Beijing little incentive for tougher action.
There's been very, very little offered, I think, to China to take what it views as an ambitious and risky step by really turning the screws on North Korea.
Logan says reducing the U.S. military presence in South Korea could help ease Chinese concerns.
They're very, very concerned about the prospect of a unified Korea with American military garrisons on their border. That is a military problem that the Chinese think is important.
But North Korea's military poses its own problems for China, says American University professor Pae-kun Hang.
China needs to deal with North Korea and needs to disengage from North Korea in a way that is more meaningful, because otherwise North Korea will become a threat to China as well.
Hang says an increasingly unpredictable North Korea is pushing China closer to the United States, despite differences over other issues such as the South China Sea.
We're seeing maybe the Chinese decoupling, you know, the North Korean engagement with the problems of South China Sea, because they see that their national interests, they see their own security, you know, at risk with North Korea doing what it's been doing.
U.S. officials say they'll not stand by while North Korea seeks to develop a nuclear-armed missile that can target the United States. Instead, the Obama administration says it's encouraging North Korean leaders to choose a better path to help develop their economy and feed their people if they honor their promises and respect international law. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.